Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Marathon Weekend in Buffalo. Greg Weber, Executive Director of the Buffalo Marathon, is with us this morning on WBEN. Greg, good morning. This weekend, how big is the marathon here in Buffalo?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me again. It's hard to believe it's that time of year again. How big is the marathon? It's pretty darn big. We're coming back after COVID, and we've said all along, every great city has a marathon. We have a great city, and we have ours.
It's going to be great weather for the marathon, the entire weekend of festivities, really. Is it perfect temperature, perfect weather, what you're looking at now? Do you like it a little cooler? Do runners not mind even a little bit of rain? Help me understand that.
That's a great question. About a week and a half ago, we were actually looking at activating our heat plan because it was trending warmer and the temperatures have gone down. The weather is going to be absolutely ideal to run, mid-50s to start, and it should be about 65 at the finish for the people who are finished around 12:30. They can't ask for better weather. No wind, sun. It's going to be great in Buffalo.
Wow. How many runners do you have? And, I mean, is this on the map, you know, nationwide? Do people come from all over?
This is on the map worldwide. We have 13 countries and 41 states. We have a national reputation. We're in the top 120 marathons by size in the country. So it's definitely got recognition. And this year we have about 6,500 overall for the weekend, which is about 12% more than last year and about 10% down from pre-COVID. So things are on the upswing.
I mean, the numbers are incredible when you think about how many people want to partake in a grueling race, Greg. You have a lot of onlookers and spectators, too, who are just kind of curious to see what does somebody look like at the end of 26 miles.
I encourage everybody in the city of Buffalo to come down and watch. It is really inspiring to watch. A lot of these people have started training through the winter, you know, the blizzard. They've been training for this weekend. It's incredible. And in addition to all the runners we have about 225 people that are our heart-to-heart runners that have raised money for the best-in-class cardiac programs at Buff General and Gates Vascular. And I can tell you this morning, I checked the numbers. Those 225 people have already raised $104,000. So it's just a community effort all the way around.
Wow. It's a full and it's a half marathon. Tell us about the course.
The course hasn't really changed in the last 8 years. It runs by some of the prettiest areas in Buffalo. It runs down Delaware, up to the art gallery. We go back out to the waterfront, and then we run up into North Buffalo. We try to stay on the west side as much as possible. You know, that's in planning because we want to stay away from the hospital corridor. So, I mean, our course gets rave reviews from everybody that runs it. And it's flat, and it's fast, and it's a great Boston qualifier.
All right, flat, fast. I mean, that's good news for people who might be doing it for the first time. What other events take place around the marathon? There's obviously the marathon themselves, but I know that you have a lot else going on over the weekend.
Right. We have actually built this into the Buffalo Marathon weekend. We start on Friday night with a happy hour on Chippewa. The street will be closed. Strictly Hip will be playing. We're going to have fireworks at 9:45 to actually kick off summer in Buffalo. And then Saturday, we have a full plate of events. You know, there's a 5K. We added a walk this year to include the walkers. That sold out in a week or two. In fact, all of our events sold out in April. The only event not sold out right now that you can still register for is the dog race.
What's the dog race?
So the dog race is the Ruffalo Stampede, the first lap. It's a 1K event. Walk or run. It's sponsored by Tito's. And then after that 1K run, the dogs will get a medal and a bandana. The owners get poop bags. And then they move on to Chippewa where there's a bark crawl. And we support the local rescues. So we try to be as inclusive as possible for everybody. We've got events for two and under all the way up to 90 plus.
Wow. Those bags are not easy to come by anymore, Greg, too. So I think a lot of people might have their ears perked there. The Chippewa Bar Crawl. I need to know who drinks the most and does the best on race day, because that doesn't correlate to me that before a marathon.
You would be surprised. Flying Bison actually brews our own beer for the race this weekend called Mile 27, and we have a post-race party that's open to all the athletes. It's open to their families and the spectators that can go up in the convention center. We have food and the beer. You'd be surprised at the number of people that are up there drinking beer at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That is it's something. All right, hey, road closures for people who are not involved with the marathon at all. Are there rolling closures? How do you handle that?
Are the road closures, great question, are on our website. There's a list of them. We have permits that say we have to have the city open by 12:30, so there's a rolling open. People can look on the website and follow the opening pattern. We try to not bother people as much as possible, but we understand the marathon's an inconvenience. We ask for people's patience, and we respect the places they need to get to. But in the end of the day, I keep going back to always, it's a community event. We've raised over $1.5 million over the last 20 years. Back to over 50 charities. You know, we're all in this together. You know, we're not trying to disrupt everybody's lives, but we understand we will to some extent.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend for it. And Greg, glad that you have the good weather. Exciting stuff with the Buffalo Marathon happening this weekend. Greg Weber is executive director, and go on and cheer everyone on and maybe even sign up still for the dog race. So one of a few events you can still take part of. Greg Weber joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.